This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro, and right now I am speaking to you from my home studio, which we used to call my guest bedroom. Many of us are working from home these days, and between the video calls, the family interruptions, the Wi-Fi cutouts, we're all learning to adjust. So to answer your questions about working remotely, Bree Reynolds is here. She's a career development coach at Flex Jobs, a remote job board. Thanks for joining us on your Friday night, Bree.
Thanks for having me.
Let's dive right in. We've got a question from Hassan in Denver, who asks about discipline and distractions when working from home.
I have a question seeking guidance on how can people self-discipline themselves better when they're working from home. I generally tend to fall back on reading news, watching the living room concert, and scrolling through Facebook memes, as well as reading through Twitter feed. So any help on that would be appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, I'm not going to say I identify with that question because my bosses are listening, but Bree, I think many people could use some advice on that front.
Yeah, and I won't say that either because mine might be listening too. Yeah, I would say there's a couple things that you can do when you're trying to focus working from home. The first thing would be to try to limit your work hours to certain times. So if you give yourself a big stretch of time where you could be working, you find all sorts of things to do to fill that time that are not work. So having a time crunch where you have to get things done because you've limited your time can really help. You could try a to-do list technique. There's this thing called the Pomodoro method where you work for 25 minutes and then you take a 5-minute break and you keep repeating that over and over. And it can just help you kind of get your butt in your chair and keep it there so you can get some work done.
For shorter increments. Yeah.
Exactly. You don't feel like you're stuck there forever.
All right. Good tips. Yep. Yeah. Oh, sorry. We want to give one more?
Oh, I was going to say the other thing you could do is just turn off notifications for social media, news apps, anything that might beep at you on your computer or your phone. That's kind of the big one.
Great. All right, let's take another question that I think probably many married listeners can relate to. This is Sue from Carlsbad, California.
My husband is my best friend, and I honestly couldn't think of a better person to be in quarantine with. And honestly, things are going really well given the circumstances. But now I'm literally never alone. We work in the same home office. We share lunch together. We try to relax on the couch together at the end of the day. If I say I'm going on a walk, he wants to join. He wants to go to the grocery store with me. How can I capture some of my space back?
You could hear the butt coming there after the honestly, honestly. So Bree, what would you advise Sue?
Yeah, this is tricky territory. So I feel Sue's pain as an introvert myself. I definitely crave that alone time. I would probably recommend Sue have a broad conversation with her husband. So she could talk to him about how she's decided that she's going to have one outing for herself every day where she's alone so that she can just give her brain a little bit of blank time. And then explain to him that she'll be way more fun to hang out with after that if she gets that alone time. And hopefully that will help a little bit.
Great. Here's a listener who moved back in with her parents when this all started, and now she's trying to do her job from their home.
Hi, this is Rami from Maryland. Is it normal to reassess your career choice? Working from home has left me unmotivated and sometimes simply unable to work. I'm not sure if whether it's due to stress or lack of discipline or both or neither.
Yeah, it can be hard to know where all these emotions are coming from. Bree, what would be your advice?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, this is so common and completely normal for new remote workers. And for that matter, I've been working remotely for 10 years at Flex Jobs, and I feel the same way sometimes. You know, we're working through a global pandemic. So
yeah.
I would tell Rami, it's probably not related to the job itself. It's really more the situation. If she liked her job before this, she almost certainly will again. And what we were talking about before, about kind of getting disciplined and really creating some structure for yourself can help with that. So if she can kind of think about this as a long-term proposition so that she really gets focused and disciplined now, that might help get her out of these difficult feelings that she's feeling.
All right. Well, let's end on a less philosophical and more practical question from Laverne in Fair Oaks, California, who writes, as I'm now required to work from home and must have an office and fast internet connection, can I ask my employer for reimbursement for these expenses? What about paper, pens, a document shredder, etc.? Bree, what would you suggest?
Yeah, the short answer is it depends. So each employer tends to have their own policy for this kind of situation. And a lot of employers might not have a policy yet because they just started working this way. So I would recommend either talking to her manager or somebody in human resources to see what her options might be. Some companies do reimburse for this, and then others may be willing to offer a stipend that would help you cover just blanket expenses. And it would be up to you to figure out what to pay for them.
Okay, Bree Reynolds is a career development coach with FlexJobs, a remote job board. Really appreciate your joining us tonight. Thanks for the advice.
Thanks, Ari.
And before we close, the staff on our show wanted to share a few of their own work from home tips.
Will Jarvis, I've started setting myself alarms for when to eat because I find that when I'm working, all of a sudden it will be at 2 o'clock and I've forgotten to eat lunch.
Jeff Pierre, and I found out that I have enough shoeboxes in my house to make a standing desk.
I'm Claire Lombardo, and when I work from home, I'm a big fan of second breakfast. You know, like breakfast, take two.
Monika Evstatieva, 8 weeks in, I still haven't figured it out.
Lauren Migaki, I'm a pretty fidgety person, so I like to do puzzles when I'm on video calls with my team.
Peter Granitz, find a good Wi-Fi extender. And then let me know what it is because I have not found one and I would love to be able to work on the other side of the apartment from my very young, very wild kids.
Saraya Muhammad, even though it can be challenging, I'm just grateful that I'm able to work from home.
Hi, this is Mia Venkat and my work from home life hack is buying fancy coffee and tea that I can make at home so I can have it in the morning as a little treat when I can't go to my favorite coffee shops.
This is Eric Maripodi. Build yourself a standing desk. Really, whatever you have around the house, slap it together, stand at it all day, every day.
Caroline Kelly, if you're going to be working at a plastic folding table for a couple months, put a tablecloth on it.
I'm Dahlia Mortada. My work from home hack is taking calls outside when the weather is nice. It helps to get the fresh air.
Barry Hardiman, here's a helpful hint for video calls with your colleagues. No one can see what kind of beverage you have if it's in a coffee mug.
I'm Ari Shapiro, and look, my work from home tip is lean into the pandemic cliche and get a dog. That snoring you hear is our new 8-year-old pointer, Bruce, asleep next to me. Our technical director is James Willits. Wynn Davis is our engagement editor. Thanks to Carlene Watson, Cara Tallow, Natalie Friedman-Winston, Steve Drummond, and Kenya Young. Special thanks to my co-host this week, Michelle Martin. We will be back on Monday to answer more of your questions. Send them to npr.org/nationalconversation. On Twitter, use the hashtag NPRConversation or call us and leave a message at 202-403-0386. Once more, that's 202-403-0386. Have a great weekend, everybody.